And following that, he fell flat on his face.
Well, maybe it was the last one he did of a night, yeah, and the bar was open. Aha, he's listening, you know. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Well, right, okay. Sustaining a note like that, gracious me, yes. I'd fall flat on my face.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yep. You ought to see the guy. You still haven't seen him live, have you?
No, you but really I will be over the next couple of weeks.
You'll have a chance to tomorrow night, actually. I know you can't make it, but I think Chris Barry might be going along to the Airfield Community Centre to see the Alex Clark Quartet and their big brass section as well from the Trinity School of Music. They're doing a lot of Glenn Miller stuff. It's at the Airfield Community Centre tomorrow night, and a great night is guaranteed. We've kept these people waiting on the phone for a long, long while, and here is our first caller for the Super Photo contest to win a free film for his or her camera. Hello to you.
Hello.
Ah, who am I talking to?
Ronnie Hayden.
Ronnie?
Hayden.
Hayden. Is that H-A-Y-D?
Yeah.
H-A-Y-D-N?
Yeah.
Like Haydn the composer?
Yeah.
Ah, well, it's easy for you because I only want one answer from you. And the question was, name the original Three Stooges. We've actually altered that question very slightly. This will give you a better chance. Name one of the original... Well, name one of the four possible Three Stooges.
Larry.
Larry is correct. I'll tick that off. You've won yourself a free film, Ronnie Hayden. You can collect that at the Nova Boutique anytime you want.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. So it's a little bit easier, actually, because there were, in fact, four Three Stooges over the years, and we'll accept any one of the four, won't we, Bob?
We will.
Okay, we've already had Larry. Our caller on the next line must give us a different one-only answer, please.
Hello?
Hello. Are you a little bit breathless?
Are you? Well?
Oh, a bit nervous? Oh, dear. Right, give us an answer first.
Mo
is correct. Who are you?
Deirdre.
Deirdre? Well, I have to have your other name as well.
Deirdre Levine.
Levine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a divine name, Deirdre Levine. Where are you calling from, Deirdre?
Cooler.
Oh, good. Okay, you've won a free film from Super Photo, and it's ready for you to collect down at the Nova Boutique anytime you like.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, what did she say? She said Mo, didn't she?
She said Mo.
Just tick off Mo over there.
So there ain't no Mo.
One more caller. Oh, that other caller's gone. So the lines are free and available for you to ring in on 606-422. Two more possible answers, so it is a lot easier than I thought it would be. Right, I think we have a caller now. Hello, hello, hello. Maybe I'm on the wrong line. We'll try this one. Hello.
Hello. Hello?
Ah, someone's there. Are you entering our competition?
I am, yes.
Who are you?
Ed Mooney.
Ed?
Mooney.
Ed Mooney. You don't own a couple of pubs, do you, by any chance?
No, unfortunately.
I was going to say, had you got a sister? I won't ask you the next question as well. The official question was, name the Three Stooges. We already had Larry and Mo. Who else are you going to suggest?
Corley.
Corelli is right. You've won yourself a free film courtesy of Superphoto in the Glasgow Industrial Estate. Did you by any chance know the name of the fourth Three Stooge?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. I think we'll give away a fourth film.
If somebody can name it, yes, the fourth of the Three Stooges, who replaced one of the original Three Stooges.
That's right. Yeah. That is a bit of a hard one, actually. We've already had Curly, Larry and Mo. Thank you, Ed, for your call.
Okay, thank you.
And our film is waiting for you here in the Nova Boutique. You can collect it whenever you want.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, I don't know whether we've got a caller or not on that.
Yes, one of the Three Stooges, I think it was, in fact, Larry. No, it was Curly, I think, who was replaced. Curly was replaced. I think Mo and Larry continued on. But somebody else replaced Curly.
Curly. Yeah. What did
Larry? I mean, Larry.
Well, whoever it was, did he retire or did he decease or what?
I'm not quite sure whether he retired or whether he deceased. I have a feeling that he deceased.
They had a very hard and heavy knockabout act. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's line two. I'll just try line two here. Hello.
Hello.
Do you know the name of the fourth Three Stooge?
Was it Dick? Dick?
No.
Wasn't Garrett, and it...
No, it wasn't.
Either.
No, Dick nor Garrett.
Or Charlie.
No, you're thinking of a completely different
Harry.
Three... No, you're thinking of a completely different Three Stooges. We're not allowed to have political answers on this, I'm sorry. No. But listen, thank you for your call anyway.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Better not ask him who he was, because we can get very deeply involved in things like this. We do have another caller on another line. Hello.
Hello.
Do you know the name of the fourth of the Three Stooges?
I think I do.
Well, will you tell me?
Shemp
is correct.
Absolutely correct. Shemp,
yeah.
Howard. Yes, who I think was a cousin of Mo Howard. Do you remember who he replaced? Was it...
I think it was Curly.
I think it was Curly, yes. Larry was the one that actually had the curly hair, and Curly was the one that had the crew cut.
That's true, yeah.
That's right, and Shemp Howard. Did he... was it that he died, or did he retire?
Oh, I haven't a clue. Before my time, you know.
Oh, before our time as well. Did you just run to come to the phone, or what?
Because I just ran there when I realised I still hadn't got... I was going to ring up and say Shemp in the beginning.
Well, you would have got the first film then, but now, as it is, you've got the fourth film. But it's just as good. They're all equally good films, and really good, from Superphoto up there in Glasnevin. And you must tell me your name.
Una Perry.
Emma?
Una
Perry. Oh, Una! Oh, hello, Una. Hello. I didn't recognise your voice. It's because of your heavy breathing there.
Yeah, I've
had
the
runner. Yeah, right. Yes, I wondered. When I heard the heavy breathing, I thought, aye, we've got one of those phone calls. thank you for your call, Una.
Thank you.
And you must call at the Nova Boutique here in Leeson Street to collect that film anytime you like.
Okay,
it'll be here for
you.
And thank you for ringing.
Ah, right. Okie doke, then. There we are. We had all four of them. Larry, Mo, Curly, and... Shemp Howard.
Yeah, and the lines are now free for any of the usual abuse that you would like to put through on the telephone.
Advertising calls.
Yes, gigs for
begging,
Bob and Peter.
Yes.
We're available. We still haven't got anything for pantomime yet at all.
Begging phone calls, because we don't get to be rude very often.
That's right, yeah. I did have an offer for the back end of the pantomime horse for pantomime season, but I turned it down.
Really?
No, I didn't want to be... didn't show my best features, really, so I turned that role down.
Well, it's a pity that you won't be here next week, Peter, because I've got some very interesting people lined up. I'm going to be talking to an upholstery expert who had a lucky escape last week. He fell into a fabric loom. He's said to be almost completely recovered. And I'll also be talking with the man who's being prosecuted for cruelty by the RSPCA for buying a homing pigeon and then moving house.
He has no business being on the air.
Either.
Often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I.